Well, joining us this morning, we have Robert Lamb, Chicago keyboardist, composer, and vocalist. And it's an honor, sir. Welcome.
Well, yeah, I've heard great things about your work, too. So what should we chat about?
Okay. Well, Chicago is coming to Iowa for 3 shows. I don't know how we got so lucky, but you're going to hit Council Bluffs on the western edge of Iowa May 17th, and then May 18th, you're going to be in Cedar Rapids at the McGrath Amphitheater, and May 22nd, you're coming to the capital city of Des Moines at the Des Moines Civic Center. So we're looking forward to Chicago. Let's go way, way, way back, Robert. 1967, when the band was formed. Originally 6 of you, and then Peter Cetera joined. The horn section is extremely unique for its time. Was it decided that the horn section would be featured as much as it ended up being featured?
No. When we started out, you know, we were playing clubs. You know, we were going to school and playing clubs. And basically, what we liked to play was kind of like the Stax Bolt, you know, R&B stuff with, you know, Sam and Dave and, you know, that whole genre of sort of Memphis horn bands, you know, to some degree, or Motown. There was always horn stabs going on in all those songs, you know, James Brown, all that thing. That was our repertoire. That was stuff we liked to play. So as we morphed into writing and recording our own stuff, you know, Terry Kapp, as our original guitar player, was really kind of like the leader. And he was his taste and his urge to groove, but also be very innovative, kind of was the initial approach. But Panko, who was very precociously talented at arranging, you know, stepped up and, you know, he was into trying to do something different. And you have to admit that horn section for that time, nobody had heard work like that in a rock context. So it was very unique. So, yeah, we kind of rode that horse.
Hey, I love Terry Kapp. I know you do, too.
Yeah.
Is it true that Jimi Hendrix considered him a better guitarist than himself?
That's something I have heard many times. I wasn't present when Jimmy made that statement, but I do know that when we were playing the Whiskey A Go-Go on many nights, it would be a place where whoever was in town would come in and hang, and I know that Jimmy came in and heard Terry, and he stayed. He didn't go. You know, he stayed for the evening.
Yeah.
But he was digging Terry, and then later on, you know, we all kind of got together and upstairs in the famous dressing room at the Whiskey A Go-Go, and eventually Jimmy invited us to tour with him. It was because he admired Jerry's work.
Absolutely. So the Whiskey A Go-Go, as legend has it, is where you wrote 25 or 624 upstairs?
Yeah.
You've probably been asked this to death. What does the song mean?
it's just a reference to time. You know, I was really struggling as a lyricist. I wanted to say something unusual in an unusual way and even title my songs in an unusual way. So 25 or 64 was just a reference to time. I would come back. I lived right up the hill from the Whiskey, so I would walk home at night and kind of sit there and work a little bit. So I was writing a lyric at roughly, you know, 3 in the morning, 3:30. 3:35, 25 or 64 a.m. So that's what that was.
Robert Lamb of Chicago joining us. When you wrote songs, did you write them for your voice, or did you think of maybe Terry's voice or Peter's voice?
I always really enjoyed casting the songs, if you will. I mean, as the three vocalists, we were all very distinctly different in how we sounded and what ranges we sounded best in. I mean, obviously, Cetera and now Neil Donnell, incredible tenor singers. Terry was, you know, the more kind of gruff Ray Charles guy, and I was kind of more like a, you know, Bruna.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it finally happened for Chicago, April 8th, 2016. I would say, and I know a lot of people felt this way, Robert, a long time coming. It kind of described the night. I mean, there was just probably a swell of pride, right?
Actually, when we got word, you know, which was a number of weeks before the announcement, I was just surprised, you know. So I can't say overjoyed quite covers it. I would say to a certain degree vindicated.
Absolutely, yeah.
But what was joyful was the actual night of the induction, you know, which is like a big, you know, if you've been there, it's like it's just a big concert with a lot of artists participating. and also an audience full of, you know, every other musician who's in town, who's in Brooklyn that night. So really, that was joyful. For instance, I was standing waiting to do the run through, and Steve Miller walked by with his wife. He was just coming in, and we just looked at each other and immediately like fell into each other's arms because we hadn't seen each other for like 40 years. As you know, when he was an opening act for us, even when we were an opening act, I hadn't seen him in all those years, and he's had this great career. We were sort of mind-blocked without really having to say anything. It was just great to see him. Oh. Great to see him being inducted as well.
Amazing. Robert Lamb joining us, Chicago keyboardist, composer, and vocalist. We look forward in the state of Iowa to seeing you on three different occasions, May 17th in Council Bluffs, May 18th, Cedar Rapids, May 22nd, in Des Moines. Robert Lamb of Chicago joining us. Hey, thank you so much, sir. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Kyle. I hope we run into you and talk to you face to face.